you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Hey everyone, it's Wednesday, August 5th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. Today, a new report highlights disparities in the salaries of men and women who work for the city of LA. A motion aimed at cracking down on coronavirus parties, discrepancies in the state testing system, and the story of a celebrity photographer who turned his camera towards regular people during the pandemic. Women working for the city of Los Angeles are paid just 76% of what their male counterparts earn on average, and the disparity for overtime is even greater, driven largely by big differences in the number of men and women working for the police and fire departments. That's according to a new audit released Wednesday by City Controller Ron Galperin. With more on the report, here's David Wagner.
Yeah, City Controller Ron Galperin put out this new report today showing that only 2 of the city's 100 highest paid employees are women. And on average, women working for the city of LA are paid just 76% of what men are earning. Overtime pay is one area with a really big gap. Men are earning 91% of all overtime pay in the city. And that's really driven by police officers and firefighters. Both of those groups are overwhelmingly male, and they earn more than half of the overtime pay going out to all city workers. But you know, it's not just cops and firefighters. The city's entire workforce is heavily male-dominated. Just 28% of all city employees are women, and that's pretty low compared to other cities. Mayor Eric Garcetti called for gender gaps to be closed back in 2015, but that figure hasn't budged in 5 years.
On Wednesday, LA City Councilman David Rue introduced a motion that aims to crack down on rowdy coronavirus parties in Los Angeles. So-called party houses are nothing new in LA, but they're under increased scrutiny since they're not obviously the best place to physically distance during a pandemic. But members of neighborhood councils in areas that regularly see the wild parties says many wealthy organizers and homeowners are undeterred by fines. With more on the motion, here's Robert Garova.
District 4 Councilman David Rue introduced a motion today that aims to put rowdy COVID-19 parties in check. For years now, residents of LA's ritzy hillside neighborhoods have objected to so-called party houses. Those are usually rental or Airbnb homes that become makeshift nightclubs and host hundreds of people. I talked with the president of the Hollywood Hills West Neighborhood Council today. She told me they're really getting out of control, especially during the pandemic because, you know, bars and nightclubs are closed. Now, Councilman Rue wants the Department of Building and Safety, Water and Power, and others to come together to figure out what deterrence tools they can use, including possibly utility shutoffs. We should also note that LA County's health officer already has an order out that prohibits gatherings during the pandemic.
California Health Secretary Dr. Mark Galli delivered an update on coronavirus on Wednesday. He said the state noticed some discrepancies in its testing system and that they're also working with local health departments to address the issue. For more, we go to Jackie Fortier.
Yeah, LA County is reporting at least 2,300 new cases each day, but the real number may be much higher, and that's because technical issues on the state level may have led to an underreporting of cases for at least the last 2 weeks. So usually the lab doing the COVID-19 testing sends the names of people who are positive to the county and state health departments, but now that system isn't working, and officials just aren't sure how many cases are being dropped. In a reversal of the usual contact tracing model, the health department is now encouraging Angelenos who test positive to contact the county. The health department is double checking to see the case numbers, and they're creating their own system. They should have an accurate count by the end of the week, but we do know from hospitalization data that more people are getting infected, and most of them are under the age of 40.
And finally, Juliana Mayo brings us the story of what happens when a photographer who usually shoots celebrities turns his camera on regular people during a pandemic.
When the pandemic hit earlier this year, photographer Kevin Scanlon's work dried up. Normally, he shoots portraits of celebrities like Ava DuVernay and Ben Affleck, but with all of his shoots canceled, he had some time on his hands. Scanlon came up with a creative way to get working again and to connect with people by putting out a call on Instagram, offering free portraits to anyone who showed up to his Los Feliz driveway wearing a mask. And dozens did. folks I talked to there were excited to just be outside of the house. Some were emotional about being around people again, and they all talked about how important it was to wear a mask. It was a pretty powerful and unexpected scene on the side of the road.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at las.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.